Students stretched out colorful flags from around the globe on the steps of their school building. Those flags represent the many countries they come from. And Ayanat Hussein is from Bangladesh.
I've been here almost 7 years. And being here and getting all this experience from all these different things, I'm getting a lot of things right now.
42% of iPrep students are English language learners. There are more than 30 languages spoken at the school.
They're always helping us and helping us out with classwork or homework. They're always staying after school. Either you have an after-school program with Upper Bound, they'll always help you with their regions. So.
iPrep is a priority school in the district, but Principal Carlos Alvarez says last year they made great academic gains, including an increase in student achievement on 10 of 15 New York State assessments and increasing the school's graduation rate by 16%.
We're able to keep our kids here from 2:45 to 5:45, three days a week. And what we're able to do is provide targeted interventions for those students. So we utilize data to inform our instruction, not only during the day, but also after school. So we have groupings that we assign teachers to in our after school program, a 15-to-1 student to adult ratio.
The school utilizes funding from school improvement grants for after-school programs, allowing students to receive targeted intervention for their academic work. Still, Alvarez says his school struggles with dropouts.
So although we increased to 49%, we have a lot of work to do. There's 51% that did not make it. So we really have to follow up and see exactly where they are. And if they did drop out of school, we have to go to their house and bring them back. And we did that for three students last year who all ended up graduating.
iPrep is now filled with new high-tech features to enhance learning. Interactive whiteboards are in every classroom. There are four new computer labs, new art and music rooms, and a new cafeteria. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.